This is a different game. I mean, for me, you got to know who's the quarterback, of course, whoever you're playing. You're going to know who the quarterback is. So, and you study your opponent just like you would study any other opponent. I mean, if he's out there with us, I know they announced Hoyer as the starter, but you never know what you're going to get. If he's out there, you got to play ball just like the Sixers out there. So, for us, it's just, you know, whoever line up at quarterback, we're going to attack. We got our style of defense, how we play. We want to set the tone no matter who's our quarterback.
A lot of defenders, linebackers, safeties, guys that are active like yourself, tell me that they like I almost prefer a quarterback that kind of mobile, moves around instead of the guy that's back in the pocket because you get a little involved sometimes when they're out there.
I mean, they get to move out that pocket. I mean, just like anybody else. I mean, we're not D linemen, so you know we're not pass rushing every down. We don't get to hit the quarterback. Yeah. He gets out that pocket. He's running back now. So for us, you know, we always want to play physical. You just want to play physical ball if it's a quarterback, running back, receiver. But the quarterback is a general, so you get a chance to, you know, play physical with him. You always want to.
I was actually going to ask you about that. You took a couple snaps. It looked like where you were rushing the passer. Is that something that I know you guys aren't going to give away what your plan is, but is that something you're comfortable with doing with blitzing and coming in and trying to create plays?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I'm getting better at. For like something that that's in my game that I can use, and you know, coach put me in a position to be able to go out and blitz. And I was coming out here right now working on pass rush techniques and just getting to the quarterback and being able to make a big play.
One last thing for you from me. With growing up, your dad playing with the 49ers, with one of their great dynasties of the 80s, when you guys play in San Francisco, do you talk to him? Is he cheering for you and the Rams, or is he still pulling for the 49ers?
Yeah, I know he's with me all the way. You know what I mean? He's with me all the way. He might not say it to me all the way. I mean, I know he's still a Niner fan at heart. You know, we grew up that way, but I'm a Ram all the way. So when we go out and play, you know, I'm all the way on this side. I'm ready to go.
And were you a big Ronnie Lott fan, or were you just a Tim McDonald fan when you were growing up?
It's hard to go against your dad. it's hard to be able to say, you know. But I definitely have respect. Both Trojans, too. I definitely got respect for both, for Ronnie as well.